Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića.
Shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone. Tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Help me make it through the night. Dobar dan, želimo, ime Žikica Simić, ovo je Neonska duga, Radio Beograd, drugi program. Na početku večerašnje emisije čuli smo već legendarnu pesmu Krisa Kristofersona, Help Me Make It Through The Night, i na taj način smo najavili sadržaj naše večerašnje emisije, u kojoj ćemo slušati najpoznatije pesme koje je Kris Kristoferson napisao tokom svoje fantastične karijere, a sve to jednim povodom. Naime, pre nekoliko dana, 22. juna ove godine, Kris Kristoferson je napunio 80 godina života. To je jubilej koji Neonska duga mora da obeleži, zbog toga što je Kris Kristoferson jedan od najvećih, kako bih rekao, vračeva popularne kulture, čovjek koji je ovu vrstu kulture obeležio na mnoge načine, a pre svega svojim pesmama, a boga mi i filmskim ulogama, i uopšte svojom pojavom i svojim značenjem koje je u toku te svoje karijere stekao širom sveta. Pesma Help Me Make It Through The Night se nalazi na početku jednog od najboljih filmova koje sam gledao poslednjih nekoliko godina ili uopšte u životu. To je film Johna Hustona koji se zove Grad iz obilja, i na neki način to je i najbolja upotreba jedne rock pesme u filmu, a Kris Kristoferson je, kao što rekao, već čovjek koji se i u filmu ogledao i kao glumac. Evo na početku, znači, večerašnje emisije, ta numera po kojoj je Kris Kristofferson postao popularan, a koja je bila jako popularna u nekim prošlim vremenima i kod nas, naročito u izvođenju poznate pevačice Gladys Knight. Mi ćemo slušati 20 najboljih pesama ili najpoznatijih pesama iz opusa Krisa Kristoffersona i sledeća koja je na redu jeste, po mišljenjima mnogih i po mišljenju većine, najbolja pesma koju je Kris Kristofferson napisao, a to ona se zove Sunday Morning Coming Down i govori o tim nekim, o tom nekom neobičnom osjećanju ljudi koji su imali burnu subotnju noć i tome šta se dešava u nedelju ujutru kad stvari prođu i kad se čovjek ponovo susretne sam sa sobom. To je pesma koju je otpevao Johnny Cash, današnji prijatelj, doskorašnji prijatelj Krisa Kristoffersona, i koja je na neki način je otvorila put Krisa Kristoffersonu u taj neki veliki svet muzike. Čudno prijateljstvo je vladao između Johnnya Casha i Krisa Kristoffersona. Postoje brojne legende, najbolja od tih legendi je ona koja govori o tome kako je Kris Kristofferson, koji je inače pilot po vokaciji, sletao helikopterom na travnjak Johnnya Casha i kako je izašao ispred Johnnya Casha i rekao mu, u jednoj ruci je držao trake magnetofonske, u drugoj je držao hladno pivo i rekao, evo, donao sam pesmu za tebe. Ta pesma se zove Sunday Morning Coming Down, govori, znači, o tome o čemu govori, čućete i sami. Evo kako je Johnny Cash otpevao tu legendarnu pesmu Krisa Kristoffersona, Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listen to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Neonska duga.
I was running through the summer rain, waiting for the evening train to kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. When I tipped my bottle back, smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman's a Mr. Cool. If you ain't drunk, then you're a fool. I said, if that's against the law, tell me why I never saw no man locked in this jail of yours wasn't just as low down poor as me. And that's just when someone turned out the lights. Yes, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and to dream of all the wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Really gone, and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. I said I'd sell my soul for something about as wet and cold as this old cell. That kind of jailer looked at me all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer, came and whispered in my ear, if booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell. I said I knew there's something I liked about this town. Oh, but it'll take more than that. There's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn that everybody's so concerned about my health, but I won't be leaving no more quicker than I can, and I've enjoyed about as much of this as I can stand, and I don't need this town of yours no more than I ever needed nothing else, 'cause there's still a lot of drinks that I ain't drunk. Yes, and lots of pretty thoughts that I ain't thunk, oh yeah. There's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. In this best of all possible worlds. In this best of all possible worlds.
Radio Beograd 2.
Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, then rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
Ova pesma Me and Bobby McGee u fenomenalnoj interpretaciji Janis Joplin. Ta pesma se pojavila na njenom posthumno izdatom albumu Pearl iz 1971. godine. U jednom intervju Chris Christopherson je rekao da je gomila ovih poetskih slika iskorišćenih u pesmi Me and Bobby McGee zapravo njegov pokušaj da na teksaško hippi način prepriča scene iz Fellinijevog filma La Strada ili Ti ulica. Janis Joplin je sa svoje strane ovoj pesmi dala zaista jednu neverovatnu interpretaciju i učinila je nezaboravnom jedan od najvećih hitova i jedinih number one hit za tu tragično preminulu pevačicu čije glas predstavlja zapravo i glas vremena u kojem smo živjeli, prošlih vremena u kojima smo živjeli. Pre toga smo čuli sastav The Little Willys, to je grupa koju predvode Nora Jones i Richard Julian. Sa njihovog debitanskog albuma čuli smo pesmu Best of All Possible World, to je takođe jedna vrlo lepa pesma Chrisa Christophersona, a ceo segment je naravno otvorio Johnny Cash, čovjek koji je bio bliži prijatelj Chrisa Christophersona i na mnoge načine je bio i njegov jedini pandan u tom nekom, kako bi se reklo, odmetničkom, desperadoskom ili već ne znam kakvom drugom načinu koji je svojom pojavom i svojom muzikom pripovedao. Mi ćemo emisiju da nastavimo sa još dve sjajne pesme Chrisa Christophersona, također interpretacijama drugih velikih pevača. Čućemo pesmu For the Good Times u verziji Ala Greena sa njegovog albuma I'm Still in Love with You. To je, Al Green je naravno legendarni soul pevač i kao što ćete videti u toku emisije, sol pevači su vrlo često posezali za pesmama Krisa Kristofersona, bez obzira na to što su te pesme zvanično pripadaju u muzičkom žanru koji se zove country, nastale su u Nashvilleu, jel, gradu koji je glavni grad country muzike, a onda potom slušamo jednog od najvećih pevača country muzike, Willie Nelsona, u numeri Loving Hair Was Easier Than I'll Ever Do Again. To je pesma za koju Willie Nelson kaže da je najbolja pesma koju je Chris Christopherson napisao. Ona se nalazi na čuvenom albumu Willie Nelson peva Chrisa Christophersona. U to vreme kad se taj album pojavio 79. godine, bio je, ja mislim, reklamni slogan: najbolji nešvilski pevač peva pesme najboljeg nešvilskog autora. I mislim da je to jedna tačna observacija, bez obzira što se zapravo radi o reklamnom sloganu. Evo kako jedan od najvećih soul pevača ikada, Al Green, otpevao i aranžirao pesmu Chrisa Christophersona For the Good Times.
Don't look so sad, I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head on my pillow as we lay. Hold your warm and tender body close to. The whisper of the raindrops grow softly against my window. Hey, all late night, make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along, and I'm sure you'll find another. But baby, please remember, I'll be here. Gonna stay right here if you should ever find you need me. Yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time enough for severance when you leave. For the for the good time. For the good time, lay your head.
Seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul. As I lay dying, healing as the colors and the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I'd never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love, and time we had to spend. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I'd never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman or afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way on every door in my mind. But dreaming was as easy as believing. leaving, it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. With a feeling that I'd never known before. My time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman or afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer. Easy way she opened every door in my mind. Dreaming was easy as believing it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier thing I'll ever do again. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Bio je to Willie Nelson, čuli smo ga kako je otpevao pesmu Krista Kristofersona Loving Her Was Easier sa albuma Nelson Sings Kristoferson iz 1979. godine. Poznati zvuk Willie Nelsona sa usnom harmonikom Mickey Rafala, koja je svakoj njegove interpretaciji pa i ovoj daje neku posebnu dimenziju, a pre toga smo čuli Ala Greena koji je u svom karakterističnom aranžmanu izveo također legendarnu baladu Kristofersona For the Good Times. Chris Kristofferson, junak naše večerašnje emisije, 22. juna ove godine, on je napunio 80 godina života. To je jedan herojski život. To je, Chris Kristofferson je, što bi se rekao, oficir i džentlmen. On je završavao raznorazne škole u Oxfordu, jednom od najprestižnijih univerziteta na svetu, u Engleskoj je studirao književnost, vrlo uspešno. Također na West Pointu završio raznorazne vojne škole i bio je obučen da vozi avione, helikoptere i druga leteća sredstva, tako da je se pripremao za jedan potpuno drugačiji poziv. Kad u trenutku kada je bio izabran za predavača književnosti na West Point Akademiji u Sjedinjenim Državama, on se odlučio da napravi jedan obrt u životu i otišao je u Nashville i tamo je počeo da gradi jednu potpuno drugačiju karijeru. Inače, Chris Kristofferson potiče iz jedne vojničke porodice. Njegov otac je general američke vojske, takođe, ja mislim i da mu je deda bio isto tako neki oficir visokog čina, a znamo i da je njegov čukun deda, koji žive u Švedskoj, takođe bio general u Švedskoj vojsci. Ali on je napravio taj jedan obrt, pošto je sloboda nešto što se za čime je težio Chris Kristofferson toko svog čitavog života i je bila glavni cilj, i taj tu slobodu je upravo našao u Nashvilleu i našao je u profesiji pisca pesama, country pesama. Njegova majka koja je imala jedan vrlo kritički odnos prema Kristoferu Fersonu, čak i u trenucima kada on bio na vrhuncima slave, smatrala je da je Kristoferson najveća bruka za familiju Kristoferson, da je on izdao sve ideale te porodice. I nedavno u jednom intervjuu, sada već kao čovek u dubokoj starosti, Kristoferson se seća svoje majke i svih tih njenih teških reči i smatra da je takav njen odnos prema njemu i na neki način je odredio taj njegov bunt, tu njegovu buntovnu prirodu. Došli smo do tri pesme koje će nam ovog puta otpevati sam Kris Kristoferson. To su takođe njegove jako poznate pesme. Prva od njih će biti The Pilgrim Chapter 33. To je pesma u kojoj on nabraja ljude kojima je tu pesmu posvetio. Radi se o nekim tako ljudima koji su takođe desperadosi u životu, profesiji, a i o nekim poznatim singer-songwriterima kao što su Paul Sibel, Ramblin' Jack Elliot i mnogi drugi. Čućete već i sami kako to Kris Kristoferson najavljuje na jednom svom koncertu. A odmah potom slušamo pesmu Silver Tongue, Devil and Die, koju će takođe ja Kris Kristoferson otpevati, i pesmu When I Love Her, koja opet je jedna simpatična i vrlo jednostavna i lepa ljubavna pesma koju Kristoferson ume da napiše, jer je on čovek koji duboko razume žene, a žene su, boga mi, izuzetno i volale i cenila Krista Kristofersona. Poznate su te njegove ljubavne avanture sa najpoznatijim ženama tih nekih vremena u kojima on doživljava najveću slavu. U pesmi Pilgrim Chapter 33, koja će sada početi, postoje oni čuveni stihovi koji su na neki način i autoportret Krista Kristofersona, koji kažu he's a walking contradiction, party truth, party fiction. On je hodajuća suprotnost, pola istina, a pola fikcija. Otprilike je to i Kris Kristoferson, i evo kako on peva tu pesmu koja se zove The Pilgrim Chapter 33.
This is a song I started out writing about Dennis Hopper. Ended up writing about Johnny Cash and Chris Gantry, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Bobby North, Freddie Neal, David Blue, Eric Anderson, Paul Siebel, a lot of others I can't think of now because I can't hear myself. See him wasted on the sidewalk in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a-changing for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found, never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking ever wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, and is traded in tomorrow for today, running from his devil's lord and reaching for the stars, and losing all he loved along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around, from the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, going up was worth coming down. He's a poet, he's a liar, he's a prophet, he's a picker, he's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking ever wrong direction on his lonely way back home. I took about five between here and the baths last night.
I think I should have drowned, man. Rock and Roll Magazine.
I took myself down to the Tally-ho Tavern to buy me a bottle of beer. And I sat me down by a tender young maiden whose eyes were as dark as her hair. And as I was searching from bottle to bottle for something foolish to say, that silver-tongued devil just slipped from the shadows and smiling stole her away. I said, hey, little girl, don't you know he's a devil? He's everything that I ain't. Hiding intentions of evil under the smile of the saint. All he's good for is getting in trouble, shifting his share of the blame. And some people swear he's my double, and some even say we're the same. But the silver tongue devil's got nothing to lose. I'll only live till I die. We take our own chances, pay our own dues. The silver tongue devil. Down beside him, she knew in her heart that he'd lie. Nothing that I could have said could have saved her, no matter how hard that she tried. 'Cause she'll offer her charms to the darkness and danger of something she's never known, and open her arms at the smile of the stranger who love her, leave her alone. And you know, he's a devil. He's everything that I am. Hiding intentions of evil under the smile of the saint. All he's good for is getting in trouble and shifting his share of the blame. And some people swear he's my double, and some even say we're the same. But the silver tongue devil, the silver-tongued devil and I.
Heroi, skitnice i fatalne žene.
One, two, three, four. Well, she didn't look as pretty as some others I have known, and she wasn't good at conversation when we were alone. But she had a way of making me believe that I belong, and it felt like coming home. found her. 'Cause she seemed to be so proud of me, just walking, holding hands. And she didn't think that money was the measure of a man. And we seemed to fit together when I held her in my arms. And it left me feeling warm. When I loved her, 'cause she brightened up the day like the early morning sun, and she made what I was doing seem worthwhile. It's the closest thing to living that I guess I've ever known, and it made me want to smile. When I loved her, I know some of us were born to cast our fortune to the winds, and I guess I'm bound to travel down a road that never ends. But I know I'll never look upon the likes of her again. I'll never understand why I lost her, 'cause she brightened up the day like the early morning sun, and she made what I was doing seem worthwhile. It's the closest thing to living that I guess I've ever known, and it made me want to smile when I loved her.
Eko. 25. Belef, Jelena Tomašević i Novosadski Big Band, Matija Dedić i Zoran Predin, LP Duo, Odjila, dvorište, kapetan Mišinog zdanja. TGP RTS predstavlja prvi album grupe Stila. Deo sna. U prodaj. RTS izdavaštvo. Knjige za čitanje i čuvanje. Teme i događaji o kojima se nije govorilo i učilo. Drugo kolo edicije Srbija 1914-1918 i druge knjige o Velikom ratu. Milan Živanović, pukovnik Apis. Milan Micić, srpsko dobrovoljačko pitanje. Jovan Jovanović Pižon, dnevnik. U prodavnici na Zelenom vencu i pouzećem. RTS izdavaštvo. 655-2735.
Novo Goga Stanić.
Sve je lažo nama u ovim godinama. Ti imaš savršen plan da meni pokvari šta treba mi neko jači od mene. Tvoje ironija.
U prodaj. PGP RTS.
Eko.
Ovo je Radio Beograd 2. Slušajte nas na radiju, pratite nas na Twitteru ili na Facebooku. Program i najave naših emisija možete videti i preuzeti na našem sajtu rts.rs/Radio Beograd 2.
Pre ovog seta reklama čuli smo Krisa Kristofersona kako peva tri pesme, Pilgrim Chapter 33, Silver Tongue Devil and Die i When I Love Her. A sada ćemo da nastavimo dalje u ovoj našoj večerašnjoj emisiji koja je, kako bi se rekao, specijalnog karaktera, inspirisano sve 80. rođendanom Krisa Kristofersona koji se zbio pre nekoliko dana, 22. juna ove godine. Obeležavamo taj jubilej zbog toga što je Kris Kristofferson napisao pesme koje su pravi soundtrack za jedan odmetnički i kulerski način života. Mislim da ni jedan drugi autor nije napravio takve pesme i uopšte pojava Krisa Kristoffersona je takva da daje na neki način potvrdu i afirmiše jedan poseban odnos prema životu i prema nekim stvarima koje čine taj život i koje na najbolji mogući način propagiraju taj neki kulerski način življenja i doživljaja sveta. Došli smo do pesme koja je bila možda i najveći hit za Krisa Kristoffersona, koja se zove Why Me. To je pesma gospel karaktera koju Kris je otpeo zajedno u pratnji svoje tadašnje žene Rite Coolidge i Larija Gatlina, ali mi ćemo ovog puta čuti kako Elvis Presley peva tu pesmu i to i za to postoji jedan poseban razlog. Znači, u jednom intervju Sylvia Simmons je pre nekoliko godina pitala Krisa Kristoffersona šta je otprilike nešto što je najvažnije u njegovom životu. On je između nekoliko tih stvari koje je nabrojao rekao da mu je jako važno to što je Elvis Presley u više intervjua i u više navrata rekao da je pesma Why Me Lord Krisa Kristoffersona jedna od njegovih najomiljenijih, ako ne i najomiljenija pesma u čitavoj toj fantastičnoj karijeri koju je kralj imao. Mi ćemo čuti kako Elvis Presley to izvodio na jednom live, sa jednog njegovog live albuma snimanog u Memphisu 1974. godine. Pored Krisa Kristoffersona ovde nastupa i čuveni gospel pevač J.D. Sumner koji će otpevati tu bas deonicu, vidjet ćete sami, a onda mu se priključuje Elvis Presley sa svojim prepoznatljivim vokalom. Odmah potom slušamo i Krisovu interpretaciju pesme Broken Free Freedom Song, to je jedna pesma koja se bavi omiljenim temama Krisa Kristoffersona, a to su alkohol i droga i zloupotreba droge. Kris je bio alkoholičar, to je notorna činjenica, ali je od onih takozvanih lucidnih alkoholičara imao je svoj omiljeni koktel koji je zvao prljave čarape. To sam pročitao nedavno u intervju koja je njegova bivša supruga, zapravo u knjizi koja je objavila njegova bivša supruga Rita Coolidge, to su njeni memoari Delta Lady. U tim memoarima ima govila nekih ovako pikantnih detalja vezanih za Krisa Kristoffersona i njegove sklonosti prema ženama i prema alkoholu i taj neki koktel koji on volao da pije, a koji je pravljen, čiji je glavni sastojak, mislim, bila votka i on zvao prljave čarape. O tome ćemo čuti u pesmi Broken Freedom Song, a odmah potom ćemo čuti jednu malo poznatu, ali fenomenalnu country pevačicu, ona se zove Sammy Smith, koja je pored brojnih stvari koje je radila u svojoj fantastičnoj karijeri, sjajno pevala pesme Krisa Kristoffersona. Ona je na neki način i prva promovisala pesme Krisa Kristoffersona, jer je njena interpretacija pesme Help Me Make It Through the Night bila ovako vrlo zanimljiv hit u to neko vreme. Čućemo kako ona peva pesmu I've Got to Have You, Sammy Smith, to je ime koje treba zapamtiti. Kali Simon, koja je takođe bila jedna od ljubavnica Krisa Kristoffersona na svom albumu Anticipation, imala i svoju interpretaciju ove pesme, ali mislim da je Sammy Smith svojom prevazilazi. Evo Elvisa Presleya u večerašnjoj emisiji posvećenom Krisu Kristoffersonu. Pesma se zove Why Me Lord. Thank you.
Duga.
Got a song about a soldier riding somewhere on a train. Empty sleeve pinned to his shoulder, and some pills to ease the pain. Started drinking in El Paso. He was drunk in San Antonio, telling strangers who were sleeping how he hated going home. Just a simple song of freedom. He was never fighting for. No one's listening when you need 'em. Ain't no fun to sing that song no more. Got a song about his sister waiting somewhere by the phone for some man who never missed her ever since he come and gone. And it's harder for a woman with a baby on the way. That's the price of being human when you're poor enough to pay. Listens to the freedom in the silence at her door. No one's missing till you need 'em. Ain't no fun to sing that song no more. Got a song about a savior looking lonesome and afraid at a city full of strangers and a cross he never made. And he's sadder than he's wiser, and a longer way from home. And he wonders why his father left him bleeding and alone. Just a broken song of freedom and the closing of a door. No one's missing till you need 'em. Thank you.
Radio Beograd 2.
You came smiling softly, shyly moving, easy as a dreamer into my world. And before I realized the danger, I found myself staring into your eyes. And somewhere in their colors, I saw promises of things I'd never seen before. And it's all over. I've got to have you. Holding on to talking, saying nothing, knowing in a moment I could lose you. And then without a warning, I remember that you trembled at the touch of my hand. Knowing when you came to me that no one else would ever feel the same in my arms. It's all over. I've got to have you. Waking in the morning to the tenderness of holding you asleep in my arms, dreaming while my hair was blowing softer than a whisper on your cheek. Well, I don't know the feeling, so I don't know. It's love, but it's enough. It's enough. I can't help it. I've got to have you. Oh, it's all over. I've got to have you.
Bila ovo Sammy Smith, čuvena country pevačica u pesmi Krisa Christophersona I Got to Have You. Pre toga smo čuli Krisa kako peva pesmu Broken Freedom Song I čuli smo Elvisa Prislija I J.D. Sumnera u pesmi Why Me Lord. Nastavit ćemo dalje uz Krisa Christophersona I Ritu Coolidge. Rita Coolidge je takođe poznata pevačica koja je bila supruga Krisa Christophersona nekoliko godina sa kojom on ima ćerku. Imali smo prilike da ih vidimo zajedno I u čuvenom legendarnom filmu Sema Peckinpaha, bivši prijatelj Kid, u kojem je Chris Christopherson igra glavnu ulogu Billy the Kida. Prijateljstvo između Sema Peckinpaha I Chris Christophersona je, ja mislim, jedna potpuno očekivana I normalna stvar, zbog toga što se radi o dvojici ljudi koji su napravljeni od istog materijala, ljubitelja takozvano starih načina, ljudi koji su vezani za tradiciju koji imaju jedan poseban, da ne kažem prezriv odnos prema civilizacijskim tekovinama I onim svim nekim novotarijama koje te tekovine donose. Čućemo znači Krisa I Ritu u toj numeri Please Don't Tell Me How The Story Ends, takođe jedna vrlo važna pesma Krisa Christophersona, a to je sve sa njihovog zajedničkog albuma Natural Act iz 1979. godine. Odmah potom slušamo I Toda Snydera, jednog od tih mlađih singer-songwritera koga Chris Christopherson izuzetno ceni, ako ne čak I najviše od ovih od te neke druge generacije muzičara koji se bave tim istim poslom kojim se I on bavio. Čućemo kako je on izveo pesmu Maybe You Heard, to je pesma koja govori o razvodu I o svim tim peripetijama vezanim za to. Razvod između Chrisa Christophersona I Rite Coolidge je bio veoma buran I u tim memoarima koji su nedavno izašli, Rita Coolidge kaže da je do razvoda došlo zbog afere Krisa Kristofersona i francuske glumice Isabelle Huppert, sa kojom se on sreo na snimanju filma Vrata raja Michael Cimina. Michael Cimina juče preminuo, a film Vrata raja je film koji je uništio karijeru Michaela Cimina i smatra se jedan od najvećih filmskih promašaja u istoriji filma i film koji je, ja mislim, uništio i kompaniju United Artists. Međutim, kada se sada to sve gleda, vidi se zapravo da se radi o jednom jako dobrom, da ne kažem odličnom filmu, ali okolnosti u kojima je taj film nastao su bile takve da je on bio potpuna katastrofa, što se kaže. Ceo ovaj narodni segment završit ćemo pesmu koja se zove Here Comes That Rainbow Again, na neki način može da se iskoristi kao slogan, reklamni slogan za ovu našu emisiju. To je pesma za koju Johnny Cash kaže da svojim, da zapravo prepričava prvo poglavlje čuvenog romana Johna Steinbecka Plodovi gneva, i za koju je Johnny Cash čovjek sa kojim je Kris Kristofferson delio karijeru i delio mnoge stvari u životu, a sa kojim je bio i zajedno i član one čuvene super grupe Highwaymen, u kojoj su pored Johnny Cash i Krisa Kristoffersona bili još Willie Nelson i Waylon Jennings. Johnny Cash je rekao da je pesma Here Comes That Rainbow Again njegova najomiljenija pesma bilo kojeg autora. Ta se pesma ja zove Here Comes The Rainbow Again, čućemo malo kasnije, a prvo slušamo Krisa Kristofersona i njegovu suprugu Ritu Coolidge iz 1989. godine Please Don't Tell Me How The Story Ends.
This may be our last good night together. We may never pass this way again. Just let me enjoy it. Story ends. See the way our shadows come together. Softer than your fingers on my skin. Someday these may be all. Just the echo of forever, lonesome as a love that might have been. Let me go on loving and believing till it's over. Story ends.
Rock and Roll Magazine.
Maybe you heard your old body's gone crazy, searching for words to deep sea reason rhyme, living alone on his own, and he's prone to be lazy, turning to stone, blasted and blind. Don't turn away there, hey, goddamn you, he was your brother. Turn on your father, sister, mother, brother, he was your friend. Don't you condemn him. Strangers, you ought to know. Give him a hand.
least for Jesus Christ's sakes, understand. Maybe you heard that they say that the lady's been changing day after day for more than a mind, learning to play where the part has turned into strangers going too far, line after line. But don't turn away there, hey goddamn you, you used to love her. Turn on your father, sister, mother, brother, she was your friend. But don't you condemn her, leave it to strangers. You ought to know, give her a hand if you can, but at least for Jesus Christ's sake, understand. Turn away there, hey goddamn you, you used to love her. Turn on your father, sister, mother, brother, she was your friend. Don't you condemn her, believe it, stranger. You ought to know, give her a hand if you can. But at least, for Jesus Christ's sake, understand.
Rock and Roll Magazine.
Scene was a small roadside cafe. The waitress was sweeping the floor. Two truck drivers drinking their coffee. Two oaky kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Them's two for a penny, she lied. And the daylight grew heavy with thunder, with the smell of the rain on the wind. Ain't it just like a human? Here comes that rainbow again. One truck driver called to the waitress after the kids went outside. Them candies ain't two for a penny, so what's it to you, she replied. In silence they finished their coffee and got up and nodded goodbye. She called, hey, you left too much money, so what's it to you, they reply. And the daylight was heavy with thunder, with the smell of the rain on the wind. Ain't it just like a human? Here comes that rainbow again.
Čuli smo Krisa Kristofersona kako je otpeo pesmu Here Comes the Rainbow Again. Ova njegova pesma se također nalazila i na repertoaru one super grupe The Highwaymen, na njihovom albumu The Road Goes On Forever, 1995. godine je ta ploča snimljena. Pre toga smo čuli i Toda Snydera i čuli smo Krisa i Ritu Kulić također u numeri Please Don't Tell Me How the Story Ends. Rekao smo već da je Elvis Presley govorio da je pesma Why Me Lord jedna od njegovih najomiljenijih pesama. Tu je pesmu napisao Chris Kristofferson, a činjenica da je jednu pesmu Kristofferson u svoj zvanični repertoar uvrstio i Bob Dylan je takođe nešto što pokazuje, govori o kvalitetu pesama koje je Chris Kristofferson pisao tokom te svoje fantastične karijere. Tako da se pesma They Kill Him, koja to je pesma zapravo posvećena raznoraznim vizionarima, revolucionarima tipa Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King i tako dalje, Chris Kristofferson im je posvetio pesmu koju je Bob Dylan uvrstio u svoj repertoar i otpeo na albumu Knockout Louded, koja je izašla 1986. godine, a Chris Kristofferson u svom nekom tako zanimljivo, na svoj neki zanimljiv način, kako on već ume da se izražava kao jedan čovjek koji vrhunski poznavalac književnosti, je rekao da je situacija da Dylan peva vašu pesmu otprilike kao da ste pisac drama, pa vam sad u vašem komadu igra William Shakespeare. Otprilike to je ta vrsta neke počasti, tako je bar Chris Kristofferson doživeo činjenicu da je Bob Dylan otpeo njegovu pesmu They Kill Him, koju ćemo i sada da čujemo, a odmah potom slušamo i pesmu Sandinista, koja opet govori o onome što se događalo u Nikaragvi i o tim pobunjenicima koji se borili za slobodu i o toj nekoj sramnoj politici koja je Krisova domovina, jer Sjedinjene Države vodila prema toj vrsti pobunjenika. To je prilika i da kažem da Chris Kristofferson je jedan jako politički angažovan čovek, ne samo da je angažovan na propagiranju nekog hiperindividualističkog načina života, već je angažovan i na propagiranju nekih zaista pozitivnih i lepih političkih i društvenih ideja. Jedna od tih jedan od tih pesama koja je napisana u tom maniru je pesma Sandinista, koja ćemo ovog puta čuti u interpretaciji Patty Griffin sa albuma The Pilgrim, koja je predstavlja neku vrstu tributa Chrisu Kristoffersonu, a ceo naredni segment završavamo numerom A Moment of Forever, koji je Chris Kristofferson snimio na istoimenom albumu 1995. godine, a koja je takođe dala naslov jednom albumu Willie Nelsona. To je takođe pesma koja je doživjela više struke interpretacije od velikih pevača. Evo Boba Dilana u večerašnjem izdanju emisije Neonska duga posvećena 80. rođendanu Chrisa Kristoffersona. Slušamo ga kako peva pesmu koja se zove They Kill Him.
Drifting too far from shore.
heroji, skitnice i fatalne žene.
Sandinista, you can hold your head up high. You have given back their freedom. You have lived up to your name. Sandinista, may your spirit never die. Hold the candle to the darkness. You're the keeper of the flame. Sandinista, keep believing.
Radio Beograd 2.
Was it wonderful for you? Was it holy as it was for me? Did you feel the hand of destiny that was guiding us together? You were young and
enough to dream. I was old enough to learn something new. I'm so glad I got to dance with you. Sometimes when you're crying, you're happy. Sometimes you're just crying, I know. To know the dreams still come true. I'm so glad that I was close to you for a moment of forever. So glad that I was close to you for a moment of forever.
Bila je ovo pesma Moment of Forever, otpeva Chris Christopherson. Pre toga smo čuli numeru Sandinista, takođe njegovu pesmu interpretaciji Patti Griffin, a na početku prethodnog segmenta smo čuli Boba Dylana kako peva pesmu They Kill Him, Christophersonovu pesmu, a on je to Dylan snimio na albumu Knock It Out Loud, Loaded iz 1986. godine. Inače, Bob Dylan i Chris Christopherson su se zapravo prvi put sreli od 1966. godine. Naravno, Bob Dylan nije znao da se radi o Chrisu Christophersonu. Naime, u trenutku kada je Bob Dylan snimao svoj legendarni album Blonde on Blonde u Nashville, u studiju u kojem je on snimao taj album kao portir je radio Chris Christopherson, čistio pepeljare i čistio studio posle sessiona u kojima je Dylan stvarao to svoje remek delo. Chris Christopherson prije pratio rad i kaže da niko nije tako radio u Nashville kao što to radio Bob Dylan tada. Naime, obično su u Nashville snimane pesme tako što su se dolazilo sa raspisanim notama, sa napravljenim aranžmanima, sa gotovim tekstovima i tako dalje, a međutim kod Dylana je sve bilo različito. Muzičari su bili tu, ali Dylan je završavao svoje pesme u toku samog sessiona i to je umelo da potraje. Muzičari su igrali ping pong i biljar, dok je Bob Dylan u uglu studija dopisivao i menjao tekstove svojih pesama. Chris Christopherson je sve to gledao sa pozicije portira u tim studijima u kojima je Bob Dylan snimao svoj legendarni album Blonde on Blonde. Emitovali smo 18 od onih 20 pesama koje smo najavili na početku emisije, za koje smatramo da su krucijalne kada je u pitanju stvaralaštvo Chrisa Christophersona. Njegov 80. rođendan obeležavamo ovom emisijom. 22. juna ove godine je Christopherson napunio 80 godina. Veliki je to datum. Velika je zasluga Chrisa Christophersona za popularnu muziku, a rekao bih i šire, za opšte propagaciju jednog životnog stila i načina ophođenja i života. Možda najbolje o svemu tome govori ona čuvena scena sa kada je zagrlio Sinead O'Connor na onom koncertu posvećenom Bobu Dylanu, kada je 30.000, 50.000 ljudi zapravo zviždalo Sinead O'Connor zbog njenih izjava o papi i Bogu, a i kada se Chris Christopherson kao veliki dasa pojavio, zagrlio je i dao je svu moguću podršku. U jednom nedavnom intervju koji sam ovde pročitao ovih dana je rekao da je to uradio zbog toga što smatra da je koncert posvećen Bobu Dylanu mesto na kojem može čovjek da izrazi svoj stav u potpunosti i da ne mora uopšte da ga saobražava sa bilo čim i bilo kakvim drugim shvatanjima. Chris Christopherson je glumio u bezbroj filmova, poznate su te njegove uloge u filmima Sema Pekipova, Martina Scorsese, možda je najbolja njegova uloga u filmu Ulica straha Alena Rudolfa, mislim da bi se mnogi ljubitelji filma složili sa tim i mislim da u onoj nekoj završnoj sceni u tog filma kada se on kada ona devojka čita njegovo pismo i kada on u tom pismu kaže ako ti kad bude teško u životu samo se okreni, ja ću biti tu. Mislim da to je neka rečenica koja na neki način govori o značaju Boba Dylana za neku za vrstu ljudi koji pripadam ja, koja na neki način hoće da nešto na svoj neki posebni način da se izrazi, da me jedan poseban životni stil prezentira. Chris Christopherson je najveći oslonac za tu vrstu ljudi. Evo još dve pesme sa ovog spiska koje smo nam pripremili. To je pesma The Circle, prva, to je takođe jedna politički angažovana pesma, ona čućete sami, Chris Christopherson ima dugu najavu i govori zapravo o čemu se tu radi u toj numeri. Snimano je uživo na jednom njegovom koncertu u San Francisco, odmah to, potom i pesma iz 2006. godine Pilgrim's Progress, koja je na neki način i nastavak one pesme koje smo čuli u ranijem toku emisije The Pilgrim Chapter 33, o kojoj takođe Christopherson izražava te neke svoje vrlo zanimljive i neobične stavove političke za zemlju u kojoj živi. To je znači jedna individua koja se ne uklapa, koja je sloboda glavna reč u životu i za koju je spreman sve da žrtvuje. Evo kako je Christopherson na koncertu u San Francisco otpeo pesmu The Circle.
You know, one of the first things that President Clinton did when he took office was to fire a couple of missiles off at Baghdad in response to a trial that was going on in Kuwait concerning an alleged assassination attempt against George Bush Sr. And I don't know why they did. You know, what they were trying to do, I guess show them we meant business or something. And whatever they were aiming at, what they hit was the home of a woman who was a beloved artist, national treasure, and I believe she was a minister of culture. Anyway, killed her and her husband and wounded her children. And I didn't catch the name during the newscast, and I just had a feeling I wasn't going to ever know that name because they weren't going to repeat it, you know, and I couldn't find it in the newspapers or anywhere. And over time, I began to think I was hallucinating it, or I had hallucinated it, and then I read about it in Howard Zinn's updated People's History of the United States, and again he didn't mention her name, and so it was some years before I found out her name was Leila al-Altar, and we ought to know the names of our victims, and it made me think of the people down in Argentina that come down and carry the names of their relatives who have been disappeared. They carry them in a circle around the plaza on Sundays. And so I wrote this song for Leila al-Altar and Los Olvidados.
¶¶ Who killed this woman, this artist, this mother? Who broke the candle and snuffed out her light? Along with her husband and wounded her children and sauntered away like a beast in the night. Not I, said the soldier, I just followed orders. It was my duty to do my job well. Not I, said the leader who ordered the slaughter. I'm saddened it happened, but then war is hell. Not us, said the others who heard of the horror. Turned a cold shoulder on all that was done. In all the confusion, a single conclusion, the circle of sorrow has only begun. And in Argentina, straight to the circle on Sundays, down through the canyons they come, buried names of their mothers and daughters, names of their fathers and sons, stolen away with no warning, never to ever return. On el Rio del Muerto, all the bridges are burned. Los desaparecidos, lost in the darkness alone, gone from the face of the earth with no trace left behind them to mark with a stone. And the faces of los olvidados, only survivors recall. But for the pain and the heartbreak, did they matter at all? Slowly the circle of sadness spins in the Plaza Mayor. Lonesome remains of the madness and pain in a world gone insane in a war. And a song for the broken survivors dancing alone in the dark. The silence of los olvidados, like a hole in the heart. Los desaparecidos, lost in the darkness alone, gone from the face of the earth with no trace left behind them to mark with a stone. And the face of los olvidados, only survivors recall. But for the pain and the heartbreak, did they matter at all?
Rock'n'Roll Magazine.
Am I young enough to believe in revolution? Am I strong enough to get down on my knees and pray? And am I high enough on the chain of evolution to respect myself and my brother and my sister and perfect myself? In my own peculiar way, I get lazy and forget my obligations. I'd go crazy if I paid attention all the time. And I want justice, but I'll settle for some mercy on this holy road through the universe.
universal mind. Am I young enough to believe in revolution? Am I strong enough to get down on my knees and pray? And am I high enough on the chain of evolution to respect myself and my brother and my sister and perfect myself in my own peculiar way? I got lucky. I got everything I wanted. I got happy. There was nothing else to do, and I'd be crazy not to wonder if I'm worthy of the part I play in this dream that's coming true. Am I young enough to believe in revolution? Am I strong enough to get down on my knees and pray? And am I high enough on the chain of evolution to respect myself and my brother and my sister and perfect myself in my own peculiar way?
Bila je ovo pesma Pilgrim's Progress, Chris Christopherson je otpevao. To su tih 20 pesama koje smo odabrali za večeras. Imamo još malo vremena da emitujemo još neku interpretaciju Chrisa Christophersona. U tom smislu emitujemo pesmu za koju rock kritiči kaže da je njegova najbolja pesma, Sunday Morning Coming Down, koju smo slušali u interpretaciji Johnnya Casha. Ovog puta originalna verzija Chrisa Christophersona sa albuma The Austin Sessions, na kojoj verziji mu pomaže i Steve Earle. A odmah potom slušamo i pesmu koju je Chris Christopherson posvetio Samuel Peckinpah, čim filmovima je igrao, o tome smo već pričali, sa albuma Moment of Forever, numera Sam Song. Ovo je Chris Christopherson.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning, no way to hold my head, it didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was strong. Oh, there's something in a Sunday. Makes a body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying. Half as lonesome as the sound. The sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school, listen to the song that they were singing. And
I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonesome bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was gone. Oh, there's something in a Sunday makes the body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound. On the sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes your body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound. On the sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down.
Radio Beograd 2.
I have been with the best that the bastards could muster. Danny the dildo to Sydney the snake, and I feel like a working girl pausing to wonder just how much screwing the spirit can take. I said, "Way, oh buddy, please tell me again the reason to keep going on." He said, "There's no harder words to say over a friend. They've done you so righteously wrong. They stopped you from singing your song." He was our hero, boys. He took the bullet when he went down swinging his fist from the floor. You can ask any working girl south of the border. Sam Beckinbaugh era un hombre for sure. I said, "Willie, old buddy, please tell me again the reason to keep going on." Said, "There's no harder words to say over a friend that they've done you so righteously wrong. They stopped you from singing your song."
E, to je bilo to. Je Neonska duga posvećena Krisu Kristofersonu, 80. rođendan smo obeležili. Moglo je to i bolje, ali dobro je ovako, urađeno je zaista sa ljubavlju. Bojan Šterling je biotonski realizator, a Rada Ćorović je organizator ove emisije. Za sam kraj još jedna čuvena pesma Krisa Kristofersona, ona se zove Casey's Last Ride. Dr. Spira i ja smo mnogo volili ovu pesmu nekada. Ja vas pozdravljam, laku noć, prijatno.
Casey joins the hollow sound of silent people walking down the stairway to the subway in the shadows down below. Following their footsteps through the neon darkened corridors of silent desperation, never speaking to a soul. poison air he's breathing has the dirty smell of dying, 'cause it's never seen the sunshine and it's never felt the rain. But Casey minds the arrows and ignores the fatal echoes of the clicking of the turnstiles and the rattle of his chain. She said, Casey, it's been so long since I seen you. Here, she said, just a kiss to make a body smile. See, she said, I've put on new stockings just to please you. Lord, she said, Casey, can you only stay a while? Casey leaves the underground and stops inside the Golden Crown for something wet to wipe away the chill that's on his bones. Seeing his reflection in the lives of all the lonely men or anything they can to keep from going home. Standing in the corner, Casey drinks his pint of bitter, never glancing in the mirror at the people passing by. Then he stumbles as he's leaving, and he wonders if the reason is the beer that's in his belly, tear that's in his eye. Oh, she said, I suppose you seldom think about me. Now, she said, now that you've a family of your own. Still, she said, it's so blessed good to feel your body. Lord, she said, Casey, it's a shame to be alone.